Hi everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It is day number 2066. I'm in the mobile studio and it's Easter Sunday, so happy Easter everybody. Today I've had a busy start to the day. I've done a great workout this morning. First workout in my new program. I've been building up to this over the past just regaining some momentum and some focus. And I spoke a little bit about it on, it's called Flex and Reflect Sunday Sit Down. It's on my social media, but it's also on YouTube. If you go to the Studio's Personal Training YouTube channel, you'll see it there. And I was talking about somebody asked a question around like training for extreme conditions and that kind of stuff, and how you go about it. And I was talking about how where I find I am the most focused in the year is winter. I don't know why that's the case. It's just winter. I'm like, man, I'm so in the zone. And one of the least focused times, I don't know if that's the right word. Someone is pretty focused, but maybe the less excited is around that summer type of period. Whereas if you think about what a lot of people do is they want to look good for summer. So they're working hard and they stop in summer or whatever. For me, I don't know what it is, whether it's there's so much focus through the year on everything like work and everything else that maybe just psychologically I want to back it off. So I don't know, but what I use that time for, if you've been listening to me over the past weeks, is focusing on resetting my goals, understanding where I am, having a look at what's important for me, how do I go to that next level that I want to, have a look at ways of just reinvigorating me, having a look at just different programs and think about creating a new program and that kind of stuff, and just to mix things up, because I'm very regimented in everything that I do, including my training. So sometimes I just need to do that. And look, I mean, coming up to 12 months since my little girl passed, and I guess there's a whole bunch of things with that. I got to the end of last year and said, you know what, I need to start to have a greater mind shift, and you get sick of being sad and everything, and thought, right, I just need to reassess. And so that's what I did, and I think I've just been building on that momentum to the point where the last month I'd done a different type of training program again to kind of get me into that stage of, well, what's next. And at the stage I started that, I didn't know what was going to be next, but just knew that there would be a next. And then through that process identified what it was that I wanted to do, because I'm hungry to find something different. I shouldn't say something different, because there's only so many things I can do for my body, but sometimes it's the order that you do things. It's just mixing things up a little bit to just get some different outcomes. And so I've done that. And so today was the first. Today's the second day. So I started it yesterday. And so I'm also looking at changing the days of my training. So I'm moving to 4 days of training now, which I haven't done for a while. Requires a lot more focus from me and more energy. But with the training, comes the more focus, and then along with that will come the focus on my food as well. And just getting back to a place where I'd prefer to be. It's not like my food ever goes really, really bad. It's just I like it to be 100% for 99% of the time. And yeah, if I'm honest with myself, it hasn't been. So shifting that as well. So yeah, doing Saturday and Sunday so that I only have 2 days through the week to have to worry about training, because my weeks are really busy. And shifting my days from Tuesdays and Thursdays in the weekends to, I'm going to do them back to back. So I'm going to do Tuesday, Wednesday. So yeah, that'll be workout 3 and 4 for me for this new program. So, and it goes for 12 weeks, and then I'll reassess from there. So yeah, two good workouts these last couple of days. And yeah, so that's happened the last couple of days and today. And so I've done a bit of housework and had my brekkie and fueled myself, and also filmed my Flex and Reflect, and that's, as we speak, it's being uploaded to YouTube. And so my daughter, my eldest one, she's with her mum and her boyfriend, spending time with his family, and spending time with her mum's side of the family as well. So I may not see her today. I've already sent her a message. I think she's still sleeping. And I thought, well, you know, what am I going to do today? I have a very busy life, so I do enjoy the peace and quiet, but I also have, well, I am my only family, so, you know, when I don't have her, I like to, certainly on these days, spend some time in my mind with my youngest one and thinking about, you know, what we would have been doing together, what we've done in the past as a family at Easter. And so I'm just going for a bit of a drive now to do something, which I'm not going to share exactly what it is. You know, some things I like to keep private, but I'm going to do something that we used to do quite a bit together. And I'm just going to go and do that with her in my mind. So, yeah. And they can be challenging times of the year, like these Christmas, birthdays, Easters, like her passing anniversary is coming up at the end of April. And I guess it's what you choose to do with your thoughts around these things that really, really define how you manage yourself in these situations. I was talking to a client, I'm just going to have a drink of water, hang on. I was talking to a client just a couple of days ago who lost his wife a few years ago, and, you know, it kind of helped him get some things out of his head around all of that at the time when she was really unwell, and we were talking about it at that time. Like what he was going to do when she passes. Because, look, most people wouldn't ask those questions, right? Because they're like, oh, she's going to be okay, she's going to be okay, or, you know, just don't go there. And it's like, well, I've known this guy for over a decade, and it's like, well, you know, it's kind of inevitable. It's irrecoverable. And she only had a matter of sort of weeks and stuff to go, and we were talking about it. And anyway, so now fast forward to now, he has another partner, and we were just talking about how, I asked him, I said, like, how do you process it in terms of, you know, what his partner is, or whatever, his wife, where she is now and how you manage all that. He said, look, he's not religious, but we both agreed that the way that I do it is, I like to think that I'm spiritual without attaching it to a religion, if you like. And none of us have been on the other side, filmed a video and brought it back and said, hey, look, this is everything that's there. So we've got to come up with a way in our own mind of what that would look like and mean to us, knowing that the person is gone. And so for me, not being religious, I like to think that it doesn't just end. And I also don't say to myself, well, you also don't, you're not in more pain. Well, my daughter is so much pain. I like to think that now she's pain free. I like to think that now she is watching, that she's now doing all the things that she wants to do in a way that really excites her, and she's doing everything that she wants to do. And maybe she's listening right now and she's smiling, and I only see, if I think of her, I only see her smiling and think of the happy things, right? I've conditioned myself over so long now where it's very easy for me to remove the negative thoughts and just focus on everything that's great. And I also focus on the fact that one day we'll be together again. And all the things that I will have to share with her then. And so it's up to me to go on and live my best life so that I've got so many things for her to talk to her about, and she can share with me. And that's what enables me to be able to go on. Like, if I had the mindset of just complete sadness and anger to all the people that said things or didn't do things or whatever, and if I just made up this story that she's now in more pain than she was before, then man, how do you move on? Like, you're just completely traumatized every single day you wake up. So none of us know. So you've got to come up with a story for yourself about it, whether it's beliefs or religion, whatever. You've got to come up with a story, a narrative that is making it okay for you. And that's how I approach it. And I've worked on myself a lot over 3 decades to get to this point. And maybe it's a superpower to be able to shut out everything else and be so focused and positive, and you know, still love all those things. Like, I've got her ashes in little braces that I'm wearing right now, and I talk to her, I give her a kiss a couple of times a day, morning and night. I talk to her, and that for me makes it bearable. So yeah, I don't know whether it's weird or not, but I've got to find a way, and that's the way that I do it. I know of many people that just live in pain, have lost parents and lost ones. How's that working out for you? Like, you just stay sad. Like, I don't want that. And the person that's gone doesn't want that for you either. So, yeah. That's the way I do it. And, yeah. I just like to think about those really nice things that I can do to share her in my thoughts today. And so that's what I'm about to go and do with her in my mind, with no expectation of anything apart from whatever thoughts come into my mind, I will be happy that she's just in my heart and mind. That's what's important to me. So whatever it is that you're doing today, have some fun. Enjoy family. Enjoy a time with the people that you care about in your life. I know that not so much Easter compared to Christmas, but I know that there can be tension in all families, and that can cause discomfort and can potentially cause conflict and so forth. So I hope that you can navigate that and know that you know, you can spend some time with yourself. Oh my goodness, I've just driven past a church here, and there are cars parked on three blocks, obviously for maybe it's 11 a.m. church service, something like that. Wow, that is busy. Look, just take some time out. Life is short, life is fragile. Look, most people are negative, and just focus on what your destiny is and where you're going and what's important to you, and you know, do that in a loving and supportive way at the same time. That person has just done the craziest thing in front of me in their car. So that is me out for today. Happy Easter, everybody. Love to you all. I'll see you tomorrow.